Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Paul. How are you this morning?
You said you would call, and you did.
I did.
A woman of your word.
Usually.
You had a good Christmas, I take it?
I did. And you?
Yes. Thank you very much. It's great. It's such a nice time, the holidays, and then the new year coming up. Well, just for all of you out there, just so you're completely alerted, Cynthia is a patient of mine, and she promised she would call, and as I said, she did. So, Cynthia, you know, we talked about this. We talked about this at your last visit. And how did you come to nutrition response testing in the first place?
Well, my sister had discovered nutrition response testing where she lived in New Jersey. And she had excellent results with it. And she sort of started actually badgering me about trying out the program.
Does she have a history of badgering you?
Yes. And I'm older.
Oh, so badgering
gosh. In a good way.
Of course.
She knew that I'd been feeling unwell for many years, and she told me that one of the best practitioners of nutrition response testing was actually in Vancouver, where I live, and so she encouraged me to give the program a try.
So this is actually, just as a point of information, this nutrition response testing is really a nationwide thing. It's not just here in our community.
Correct.
Which is really kind of cool. So other people, our friends, like your sister, and others can actually take advantage of it. Well, what were you suffering from that caused you to reach out to get evaluated?
Well, I had been diagnosed with fibromyalgia years ago. And for all these years, I had been seeking a natural way to control the condition without drugs. Because in the way that I was raised in a naturopathic chiropractic health food environment by my dad. So I really understood that drugs were not an answer. But I had kind of departed from the strict way in which I was raised. And it was trying a lot of different things on my own. But I just never could get this past this feeling of being unwell. I really didn't feel like I was sick, but I just never was well. I had, like I told you, when I first came, I was really tired of dragging myself through day after weary day of muscle pain, extreme fatigue, some irritating conditions like constantly itching skin, tingling feet, things of that nature.
Yeah, a whole sort of mm-hmm. potpourri of symptoms,
right.
I remember, yeah.
And then what really kicked me over the edge was I had a change in my job, which created a lot of stress. And I actually went from just being unwell, to truly being sick. And at that point, I gave in to my sister's suggestion, contacted you, and came in and started the program.
And so, I mean, the interesting thing here was that you were actually feeling not well before you had this extra sort of kick with respect to stress.
Correct.
And this is something that's really an important point that I want to make before we go on, Cynthia, and that is that, yes, of course, stress affects your health. There's no doubt about it. It affected yours. But stress in and of itself is not necessarily the key component, because we found nutritional deficiencies and barriers to healing, didn't we?
Yes.
With the testing. Now, was the testing painful?
No.
Was it unusual?
It actually wasn't. I think most people would find it unusual. I actually didn't, because of what my sister had told me and things that I had, concepts that I had grown up with.
So yeah, you were kind of expecting not the norm.
Correct.
And muscle testing can take some people by surprise. So you had, you said you had been using some other methods to try to address, you know, all of these concerns, and what were they?
Basically, hit and miss vitamins. You'd read constantly, and they would say, "Okay, try this, try that, try the other thing." And I tried lots of different things: natural vitamins, herbs, different things like that. But it never seemed to really make a big change. It just cost a lot of money. Kind of a shotgun approach.
Right. Which is basically what, I mean, honestly, what we were all doing. I did it, even as a practitioner, really, until I had the advantage of an evaluation using this technology, which was so, so accurate. I mean, what was your, you did the evaluation, and I set forth a nutritional healing program for you, which basically included some dietary changes,
mm-hmm.
and you made those dietary changes. I mean, what was it difficult? And if it was, did you have the support?
It was difficult, and yes, I had the support that I needed. Sometimes, some pretty serious reprimands from you.
Scolding.
What I was not doing. And at the point where I had my second bout of shingles, you looked me directly in the eye and said, "Stop messing around."
It's because, and you knew it was because I cared.
I did. And you said, you have bugs in your system. This is getting dangerous. You need to stop messing around.
And that was with your diet. You were actually making some very good efforts. Which
I was making very good progress, but I was one of those that could not really come to grips with being as strict as I needed to be.
And most of that was the sugar deal.
Sugar and carbs.
Yeah, sugar and the grains.
Food drive diary, and you'd look at it and say, "What is this?"
I don't remember which. Which thing in particular, but yeah.
It was the yogurt parfait with the granola on it.
Oh, we all have one or two, we just do. It's like, and many times it's just, the beautiful thing was, is you looked at it, at some point you looked at it and you realized that if you were really going to change the fundamental ground upon which you were walking, you just had to make the change and just decide, hey, look, I'm not going to mess around and see what happens. Right?
Well, and I think the point is that you begin to feel so well that you don't want to lose that feeling by eating something that you know is going to cause you to feel like so totally bad the next day or the next couple of days.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, I'm the same way. I'm a chocoholic. I'll stand up in front of, a million people and say so. But I haven't had a piece of chocolate in many years, basically for that very reason. Because why would I sacrifice feeling as good as I feel for a moment's worth of, sweet? Basically. So the result, you had to make some changes, you had the support, you made the changes, and what result? What result?
Well, I started in March of 2009. And I just have a total feeling of wellness back now. I don't have the chronic fatigue that I had before. I don't have the muscle soreness that was really quite debilitating. And two of the things that have happened that I have really, really enjoyed is that I had chronic itching skin from the time I was a child.
And oh, my goodness.
The time I began with you. And it was the grains that was causing that. And I would have never probably thought of that on my own. But you suggested that I eliminate the grains and that I install a chlorine filter on my shower. And those two things combined completely, totally eliminated the itchy skin that I had.
Wow. I mean, and that
was really, to me, such a relief.
That's amazing.
I also had a lot of tingling feet. My feet would tingle all the time, and I was constantly researching what would make your feet tingle. But when I stopped eating sugar, my feet quit tingling. And I've actually experimented with this and, eaten some sugar.
Right,
if that's what was causing it, and truly it is, because if I eat wheat, I will itch, and if I eat sugar, my feet will tingle.
Isn't that interesting, really? I mean, who would think that a perfectly good food, would a body would react in that way?
well. I would have never thought of it on my own, let me tell you.
And that's really, I mean, you know, to know that that is the cause, honestly, you know, I mean, I suppose anybody could go, okay, fine, I'm going to stop all sugar and all grains. And I'm certain that they would feel better, particularly because the quality of the product, the food product, is just so poor at this, you know, at this point. I mean, over 75% of the grains in this country are, and many of the grains are already genetically modified, and the body doesn't know what to do with that. And then the rest of it is, if you're eating commercial stuff, you're consuming various types of fungicides, pesticides, and the like. Which,
oh sure, well, yeah. If you were a farmer and understood what they actually do to those seeds before they put them in the ground.
I know. So those were some of the biggest surprises, right? I mean,
that I've enjoyed the most.
Yeah, which is really amazing. I mean, not itching all the time, and the feet tingling. I mean, it's disconcerting, you know, at worst or at best. And at worst, you're thinking, you know, gee, what might be up here? And the other thing you were talking about, that we had this little discussion, which I wanted to broach again, and that was, remember we were saying, you know, I was telling you that I was my purpose was to help people who wanted to avoid prescription medications, and you were saying that the medication for fibromyalgia did what?
Well, I've never taken it.
Right,
but
right.
When you look at the TV ads for medications for fibromyalgia, and you look at all of the side effects, the side effects are exactly what the condition itself produces. Side effects are muscle soreness.
Right.
The condition itself produces muscle soreness. So I don't see how that could be an answer to anything.
Right.
It's just a band-aid.
It's playing on, you know, a fear and not really getting at the root cause of the problem, which in your case, at least in a couple of situations, was absolutely some dietary changes, which was so critical. So do you feel more empowered regarding the quality of your life at this point?
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
And
I also understand that the choice is mine.
Which is really cool.
You know, I can choose to live well. Before I discovered this, I felt like there was no alternative, that I was always going to feel bad. Now I understand that whether I feel bad or whether I feel good is my choice.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, that's it. I mean, that's something, that realization is so huge, don't you think?
Yes, I do.
I mean, because I came to the same conclusion, you know, whether I feel good or whether I feel bad really depends on me.
Exactly.
Which is an amazing, amazing thing. And so, has anyone else noticed any changes in you?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My husband can hardly keep up with me.
I know, that's right. I think we threatened to give him the opportunity to get himself well, but a threat that we haven't cashed in on yet. For him.
My sister loose on him.
Exactly. So what would you say to others, Cynthia? I mean, at this stage of the game, having experienced what you've experienced, I mean, what would you recommend if you were talking to a friend and or another family member, what would you say?
Well, I think that what you have to decide in your life is, what is it going to hurt to try? It's not like taking drugs that have side effects. It's a natural thing. And do like I did. Just say, okay, I'm committing myself to this for 12 weeks to see if it will work. Nothing else has helped. I'm tired of being tired. And so let's just give this a try. And if they would give it a try just for 12 weeks, I think that they would be convinced that they need to change their lifestyle and that they need to access vitamins where you can tell that it makes a difference. When I was using this shotgun approach and I would just buy this and buy that according to whatever I'd read and I didn't see any change, you can tell the difference when you get a hold of something good that your body really wants. It responds. It tells your body talks to you. It really does. So I would say, give it a try. Let your body tell you, you know, what works.
Get evaluated. You got to know what to do first, which is really kind of the cool thing, right?
Yes, absolutely.
You know,
you have to have somebody to put you on that yellow brick road to follow the path.
Yep, same thing happened to me. That's, you know, Freddie Euland, my mentor. Same thing happened to me. I am so pleased, Cynthia, and thank you so much for taking the time to call. I know that you and I are going to be helping someone out there who may be sitting on the fence and hears it from someone else like you. And have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the weekend, and Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, and I'll see you in a few weeks.
All right, great, Cynthia. Thanks again for calling. Really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
All right.
Bye.